In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the reading of the Holy Bible from St. Matthew chapter 4 and is talking about the temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ in the wilderness. And we learn from our Lord Jesus Christ how to resist temptation. Since the entrance of the sin into the world, war between the flesh and spirit, and every person desire to live according to God's commandments, he feels that battle between the flesh and the spirit, and these two master opposing each other. And Satan using our physical and emotional feeling or desires to sever our relationship with God. It's written in Isaiah 59, chapter 59, your iniquities have separated you from God. The Bible begins with the serpent tempting Adam and Eve, and ends by deterioration of the world. So, the Holy Bible and Old Testament begin with Satan are testing Adam and Eve, and ends by deterioration of the whole world. But the New Testament also begins with devil tempting Jesus Christ in the wilderness, but Jesus saved the world after that. The world which was deteriorated now is saved by our Lord Jesus Christ. Sin caused us to die, but our Lord Jesus Christ caused us to be saved. The result of sin is death, disease, war, famine, crime, pain. God did not ask us to sin or to accept sin, but he asked us to be holy. And he said, it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. God wants us to be holy, but without supernatural aid, we can't be holy. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ came and died on the cross and gave us the authority to overcome Satan or devil. We became the sons of God, and we have the authority to overcome devil and all his ways. The purpose of God's salvation is to restore within us, me and you, the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was in Adam and Eve, and they lost it after sin. Many believe when they are tempted that they sin. But actually, temptation is not sin. But to accept that temptation, this is a sin. But you resist that temptation, it is not sin. Because our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted in the wilderness. He didn't commit sin. He is sinless. He is without sin. To face any temptation, this is not a sin. What we should do is to resist temptation. To ask God for help. It's one thing to be tempted, another thing to fall in the temptation. It's one thing to be tempted, and another thing is to fall in temptation. Christian, we as a Christian must not allow carnal nature to dictate what we do. We as a Christian must not allow that carnal nature to dictate what we do, but we must allow the Holy Spirit and our spirit to direct our path. If we wanted to truly follow our Lord Jesus Christ, we must learn how to resist temptations we face every day. Thanks to God, He showed us the way to resist all kinds of temptations. And He gave us the ability to overcome all these temptations. So now we can successfully resist all these kinds of temptations and overcome it. In this part of the Holy Gospel in Matthew, God taught us how to resist temptation, how to overcome temptation of Satan. Number one, God used quotation from the Bible to resist the temptation. He quoted some verses from the Bible to resist temptation. This is one of the best ways to resist temptation, by reciting some verses from the Bible. And this is what our Lord Jesus Christ did. So we know, or we need to know some parts of the Bible, to memorize some verses of the Bible, from the Bible, just to use it when we face any temptation. And this is what David the prophet did. He said in Psalm 119, I have stored up your word in my heart. Why? That I might not sin against you. I have stored up your word in my heart. Why? So I might not sin against you. When you read the Bible every day, and memorize some verses of the Bible, when you face any temptation, recite what you memorize. And by that way, Satan will leave you. He can't stand against the Word of God. Word of God is like fire. Burn the devil. Number two, the way our God used is praying and fasting. Praying and fasting can resist any temptation. Our Lord Jesus Christ taught us in this part of the Gospel that to pray and fast if you wanted to resist temptation. And he said in Mark 14, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. There's also lots of very nice practical ways to resist temptation. We will talk about three practical ways besides reading the Bible, besides prayer and fasting. Number one, remember your reward in heaven when you overcome temptation. You will be rewarded in heaven. There is lots of reward stored up for you if you overcome temptation. One of the reasons why lots of Christians overcome by devil, they lose sight of their eternal perspective. They lose sight about what's waiting for them up in heaven. They do not focus on Jesus. They look to the temptation as they do not look to Jesus. When you face any temptation, look to Jesus. From where your help will come, don't look to temptation. Look up to heaven, where rewards are waiting for you. Moses was in the line to be the king of Egypt, but he preferred to choose God than being king of Egypt. He was able to resist devil, temporary earthly treasures, and he chose the treasure in heaven better than the treasures of Egypt. Don't forget, the glory and rewards are waiting and stored for you in heaven. This is what's written in 1 Corinthians. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. So if you face any temptation, please focus on Jesus. Look up to heaven for help. Look, if you look to these rewards waiting through to heaven, it will help you to resist temptation. You will choose, like Moses, God more than treasures of Egypt. Number two, believe in the badness of sin. Sin is so bad. We must remember that every day, that sin is so bad. If you wanted to know how sin is bad, just go back 2,000 years to the Calvary and see what sin did to Jesus. As a Christian, we can't embrace sin because sin is filthy, sin is ugly, sin is deadly. Sin causes death for us. A part of loving God is to hate sin. If you really love God, that means you will hate sin. God wants us to hate sin as He Himself hates sin. Don't be deceived, because devil portrays sin in front of our eyes that it is something desirable and lovable. He portrays sin in front of our eyes that sin something is desirable and attractive. He is very genius. Devil is very genius to make something filthy to look clean and harmless in front of our eyes. Don't be misled, because this sin will cause you death. Sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will cost you more than you want to pay. It will cost you your life. So, sin is so bad. We have to hate sin. If you hate sin, you will not accept it. You will not negotiate with it. You will overcome it. Number three, practical ways, flee from sin. Flee. Suppose you accidentally spilled kerosene over your clothes, and somebody next to you lit a match. What you will do? Suppose that kerosene is just spilled on you, and now all your clothes filled with kerosene, and somebody next to you wanted to lit a match. What you will do? What you will do? Flee as far as you can. And as soon as you can. Flee as far as you can, and as soon as you can. You are afraid about yourself. This is our attitude towards sin. We have to flee as far as we can from sin, and as soon as we can, as speedy as we can. St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6:18 and 10:14, flee fornications. Flee fornication. Flee from idolatry. Flee. There's no other way. This is what Joseph said. This is what Joseph did. Flee from fornication. Flee from idolatry. But when you run from temptation, remember you head toward God. When you run from temptation, you head toward God. If you run from temptation and you find yourself nowhere, the temptation will return back to you. As our Lord Jesus Christ said, He said, if we cast away one devil from a man, and this man does not fill himself with something spiritual, the Satan will say, I will return him back to my home. And he will not return alone, but he will bring with him seven bad spirits worse than him. Because they found the place is clean. And that's why when we baptize a baby, we ask the devil to leave the body of the baby if there is devil. But in the same time, after we baptize the baby, Abuna will breathe in the mouth of the baby and will say, be filled with the Holy Spirit. We will not leave that baby empty, but we breathe in him and say, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now he is filled with the Holy Spirit. There is no place for the devil inside the baby. Don't consider running from sin is coward. Don't yourself coward if you run from sin. But it is the bravest man, he is the one free from sin. He is the bravest man. This is what it is written in the Bible. The fool flirts with sin. So, if you wanted to resist temptation, you have to do exactly what our Lord Jesus did. Number one, memorize some verses from the Bible. Number two, pray and fast. Number three, remember. Rewards are stored for you in heaven. Focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, not on the temptation. Number four, believe that sin is so bad. It will cause you death. The wages of sin is death. Number five, if you want to resist sin, please flee. اهرب لحياتك. الملاك قال للوط ايه؟ ما تقعدش في سدوم وعمورة قوم الخطية. لا. هتقوم الخطية تقع. اهرب لحياتك. لا تقف في كل الدائرة. ابعد خالص. اهرب إلى الجبل. مين الجبل؟ ربنا يسوع المسيح. اهرب إلى الجبل. الجبال في الكتاب المقدس رمز للسماء عشان الجوع الشاق وسط ترمز الى ربنا. اهرب الى الجبل. اذا هربت من الخطيه head towards Jesus, head toward God. If you flee from sin, then head toward God. ده اللي بيعمله أبونا لما يجي يقول للروح النجس للطفل اللي بيتعمد اخرج أيها الروح النجس ثلاث مرات وبعد يرجع يقول له ايه؟ اقبل الروح القدس, خلي الروح القدس يملأك. ربنا يدينا كلنا. May God help us to resist all temptation and to be overcomer, to overcome all sin and temptation we face every day. Satan tempted us every day, so we should resist temptation every day. Don't say, let me negotiate, let me talk, let me see what they will want. If you negotiate, you will fall down. And that's what happened with Adam and Eve. When Eve started to negotiate with Satan, to talk with Satan, she fell and she lost her life. May God bless us all during this Lent, and let us every day read the Bible, pray, fast. If you didn't fast now, please start fasting. Fasting is for your benefit. When God asks you don't eat, don't drink, fast, it is for your benefit, not for Him. Because empower you to resist all kind temptation. May God bless you all. Amen.